the fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of
Islam. إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins.
What does Maah Ramadan mean to us?
This is Dialogue, a program on the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan, as you all know, is the blessed and honorable month when the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy are open. It is the blessed month when forgiveness is easy to gain, but only if we take our steps in this direction. The holy month of Ramadan, the great month when the doors of hell are closed, a beautiful, a blessed, an honorable month, a month where we return towards the Almighty Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, a month where we gain our provisions for our journey towards the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan, where we establish a connection with our loving, nurturing Lord, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah, exalted and glorified is He. The holy month of Ramadan, the greatest of months, the most honorable of months. This month in which we can return towards Allah. This month in which we can reconnect with Allah. This month in which we can gain the provisions for the hereafter. This, the holy month of Ramadan.
قال الإمام الصادق عليه السلام: من لم يغفر له في شهر رمضان لم يغفر له إلى مثله من قابل إلا أن يشهد عرفة.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam stated, if a person remains unforgiven in the month of Ramadan, he will not be forgiven in any other month after it, unless he is able to attend the plains of Arafah during the obligatory pilgrimage.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the holy month of Ramadan, this blessed opportunity to change our lives for the better, for forever. Now, one of the issues that comes up is this idea that we must refrain from sin in this holy month of Ramadan. Now, of course, if for 30 days we refrain from sinning to the best of our ability, then, inshallah, by the grace and the blessings of Allah, the rest of the year we will also be able to refrain from these sins. Now, sometimes we feel like asking for forgiveness and repentance and istighfar. Yes, it is one way of erasing the sins that we have committed, or making up or compensating for the sins that we have committed. But sometimes we think, well, I want to do more. You know, I really feel bad. I really feel ashamed for what I did, for the disobedience that I committed in the presence of the Almighty Allah. I really feel like I need to do more in order to compensate and turn back these effects and this stain of a certain sin. Well, very quickly, I'm just going to tell you a few things that we can do in order to help us to truly repent and feel comfortable and really feel at ease that we have tried our best. Of course, one should never be overconfident and think, oh, God is going to forgive me for sure, no matter what, and I'm going to keep on sinning. No, this is not what is meant. What is meant is that, you know, we will try our best, and then we will put our hope and faith that Allah will forgive us, inshallah, which, you know, He will. One of the things that we can do is to have faith, strengthen our faith, to do good deeds, righteous deeds, and Allah will forgive us. Another one, of course, is to seek forgiveness for your own self and to seek forgiveness for others. Of course, you know, performing the prayers, the salah, as the Holy Quran says in chapter 11, verse number 114, and perform the prayer, surely the good deeds will drive away the evil deeds. Of course, avoiding major sins, joining a kind of struggle, a struggle for the path of Allah, the struggle for the cause of Allah, and even if you attain martyrdom in it. As the Holy Quran says in chapter 3, verse number 195, and they fought and were slain. And then it continues and says that them, I, Allah, shall surely acquit of their evil deeds. Two other things very quickly. One is paying the alms and helping those in need and solving the problems of others. And interestingly, one last thing, in order to atone, one of the things that can be done as far as the traditions is concerned is to say salam, greetings to other people, to give food to the needy, and to conduct the night prayers while others are asleep. Beautiful things in the holy month of Ramadan that we can do to turn a new leaf over and start a new life. This is Dialogue, the holy month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Haidar Jaffer.
So Maha Ramadan, do not look at it as a negative aspect. It is a positive revolution whereby in this revolution, I am the soldier, I am the commander-in-chief, I am the general, I am the ruler, and I will reap the rewards, nobody else. If we look at it in this way, then we will find that our life will change and our thought process will change. And of course, what is the point of all this? To get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain taqwa, which means being aware of Allah at all times and getting close to Him as much as possible, so that when it is time for me to go, when Malakul Maut comes, perhaps this ayat will apply to me. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Right? O tranquil soul, return to your Lord pleased with Him, and He pleased with you. This is the ultimate success that we are looking for. This is what Maha Ramadan is all about.
Ya awwal كل شيء وآخره يا إله.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Ya ilaha, kull shay'in wa malika. Ya rabba, kull shay'in wa sani'a. Ya khaliqa, kull shay'in.